This is KCUR 89.3. Pull into Arrowhead Stadium parking lot for a Chiefs game, and what do you notice? Besides the plumes of smoke from all the barbecue grills, you can't miss the sea of red. Not only do fans wear the colors, many tailgate vehicles display them, and in recent years, more old school buses are being converted into party buses. KCUR's Greg Eklund takes us behind the scenes into the process of yellow buses turning red.
Time's running short. Dallas Kidd and his co-workers have used 30 cans of spray paint to transform this small, old yellow school bus into a party vehicle for Chiefs games.
In a long route way, the bus is kind of shaping up pretty nice.
Dallas Kidd lives in Olathe, co-owns a property management company, and in his spare time, cheers for the Chiefs. He wasn't planning to own a bus, but William Guthrie, everyone calls him Woody, stumbled upon this 1985 model with 130,000 miles on it. He paid $500 for it on the spot. Guthrie's next call to his buddy, Dallas Kidd.
I called him because I knew he was a ticket holder, and we're always going out there and tailgating anyway.
Guthrie shakes a can of spray paint. He joins Kidd and his co-workers at Kidd's business headquarters in KCK. The yellow is disappearing underneath a coat of black, red, and gold. It's a long way from its original purpose of transporting kids to and from school.
The only thing it doesn't have is a stop sign, which we were all bummed about. But, you know, it was definitely a school bus.
No place.
Hey, you've been our bus.
So how does a school bus go from carrying restless kids to hauling Chiefs fans to games? After the miles add up, the school district or the bus company retires them.
Usually age and mileage are the two main factors.
That's Dr. Travis Hux from the Raytown School District, where they own and operate their own buses. He says in the past, the district has issued a public notice for bidders, then sold its buses to the highest bidder.
Literally, we've had everything from a dealership to just your average Joe walking in off the street that, wants to buy a bus for one reason or another.
That's a diesel engine in what was once a 70-passenger bus. Chad Gilbert of KCK co-owns this noisy red machine named Bus 58.
The body maker was named Thomas, which was great because we ended up naming our bus after the late, great Derek Thomas.
Gilbert was into auto mechanics, but
buses and large people movers were just not really anything that I'd studied at all.
So Gilbert, a Wyandotte County Sheriff's deputy, learned a lot. Like diesel engines are more durable than the gas engines under the hood of smaller buses, he became somewhat of an expert and started watching the prices.
I mean, it's almost like watching the stock market. At some point, I knew about what a certain bus and certain bus combination, engine, transmission, combination, body combination, I knew what it's worth.
Gilbert thought buses around KC were too pricey. He found Bus 58 in upstate New York. Yes, outside Albany, New York. He and his brother bought the 2011 model 5 years ago and drove it all the way back. The bus was perfect for their group of 30.
You know, we were going in, you know, 4, 5, 6 vehicles at a time, and then you try to recongregate, everyone has to pay to get in, and always somebody gets lost, somebody gets turned around.
Inside Bus 58, it's nothing fancy. He moved seats to each side to make room for the coolers in the middle aisle.
It really opens it up like a living room to have the seats facing each other, and it was perfect to use the same seats rather than discard them and try to come up with something else, which is, I think, a mistake a lot of other people make. Might as well stay with the industrial seats you were given. I mean, they were made to last, and they work wonderfully.
While Bus 58's exterior is fire engine red with a white roof and a Chiefs Arrowhead logo on the front hood, Gilbert kept the same hideous lime sherbet color inside, dating back to its days on the school route. But it serves their purpose. Other tailgate bus owners customize their rides to their liking inside and out, with vinyl-wrapped photos, enhanced heating and air, hanging memorabilia, satellite TV hookups, even some fancy horns. Parking expenses at Arrowhead are mounting. A car costs $40 on game day, an RV or bus, $70. More Chiefs fans are looking to save a few dollars combining their efforts and traveling to home games in larger vehicles. Chiefs President Mark Donovan says he and Chiefs Chairman Clark Hunt have checked some of the buses out.
We get a lot of feedback from people that send us the photos of them and ask us to come out and see them. There hasn't been a game yet when we haven't gone out and visited one or two, and it's impressive.
For large groups, buses can be practical. Plus, the owners don't mind being contacted to host birthday parties, bachelor parties, bar mitzvahs, or whatever on board. In the meantime, if the Chiefs have another season like last year when they won 10 in a row, look for more potential bus owners to hop on the bandwagon. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Greg Eklund.